Let's go to that rock and our defense, our peace. Let's go to him in prayer this morning. Bow your heads with me, please. Our Father, we are so thankful that you are a God who loves. In fact, you're not just a God who loves, but a God who is love. For you, God, love is not merely something you do, but it's who you are. For all eternity, you have existed in a relationship of love with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, loving one another wholly and perfectly. What a joy it is for us to know that you created us so that we could enter into your love. And what a blessing it is for us to know that even though we rejected that love, you sent Jesus to do the most loving thing possible, which was to die for us. And in that way, to win us back to yourself and to make us once again lovers of God. And Father, we love you. Lord, we know we love you because we've been loved by you. And so we say with the hymn writer, O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, and it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. And so we thank you, Father, that in this time of uncertainty, in this time of suffering and sorrow, in this time of grief, we know that we are loved. Even though so much has changed all around us, you have remained unchanged. You have remained fixed and constant in your being and in your nature, in your purpose, and in your love. Your love has not wavered. And so we know that, especially in our grief, that because you love us, we trust you. We trust you when you say that you're working all things for our good, even when it doesn't feel like it. As your children, we say to you, we plead with you, remember us. Remember your love for us. Remember that you have promised to work even these things for our good and for your glory. Give us faith to believe that. Give us eyes to see that. And so, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction, we ask that you would be near to us. We pray that we would not allow our grief to cause us to lose heart or cause us to lose faith, but instead we would rely on you so much more. Father, I ask that as a church we would take special care of each other, that we would make an extra effort to remain in community instead of isolating ourselves in our grief. Help us to know that we're not alone. And God, even though there are no easy answers, help us to lean into your love, to rely on your wisdom, and to trust in you for our hope. We pray these things in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.